Chapter 71. All the other children at my school are stupid, except that I'm not meant to call them stupid, even though this is what they are. I'm meant to say that they have learning difficulties or that they have special needs. But this is stupid, because everyone has learning difficulties, because learning to speak French or understanding relativity is difficult. And also, everyone has special needs, like Father, who has to carry a little packet of artificial sweetening tablets around with him to put in his coffee to stop him getting fat. Or Mrs. Peters, who wears a beige-coloured hearing aid. Or Siobhan, who has glasses so thick that they give you a headache if you borrow them. And none of these people are special needs, even if they have special needs. But Siobhan said we have to use those words, because people used to call children like the children at school spaz and crip and mong, which were nasty words. But that's stupid too, because sometimes the children from the school down the road see us in the street when we're getting off the bus and they shout, "Special needs, special needs!" But I don't take any notice, because I don't listen to what other people say, and only sticks and stones can break my bones, and I have my Swiss Army knife. If they hit me, and if I kill them, it will be self-defense, and I won't go to prison. I am going to prove that I'm not stupid. Next month, I'm going to take my A level in maths, and I'm going to get an A grade. No one has ever taken an A level at our school before, and the headmistress, Mrs. Gascoigne, didn't want me to take it at first. She said they didn't have the facilities to let us sit A levels. But Father had an argument with Mrs. Gascoigne, and he got really cross. Mrs. Gascoigne said they didn't want to treat me differently from everyone else in school, because then everyone would want to be treated differently, and it would set a precedent. And I could always do my A-levels later, at 18. I was sitting in Mrs. Gascoigne's office with Father when she said these things, and Father said, "Christopher is getting a crap enough deal already, don't you think, without you shitting on him from a great height as well? Jesus, this is the only thing he's really good at!" Then Mrs. Gascoigne said that she and Father should talk about this at some later point on their own. But Father asked her whether she wanted to say things she was embarrassed to say in front of me, and she said no. So he said, "Say them now, then." And she said that if I sat an A-level, I would have to have a member of staff looking after me on my own in a separate room. And Father said he'd pay someone £50 to do it after school, and he wasn't going to take no for an answer. And she said she'd go away and think about it. And the next week she rang Father at home and told him that I could take the A-level and the Reverend Peters would be what is called the invigilator. And after I've taken A-level maths, I'm going to take A-level further maths and physics, and then I can go to university. There's not a university in our town, which is Swindon, because it's a small place. So we'll have to move to another town where there is a university, because I don't want to live on my own or in a house with other students. But that'll be all right, because Father wants to move to a different town as well. He sometimes says things like, "We've got to get out of this town, kiddo." And sometimes he says, "Swindon is the arsehole of the world." Then, when I've got a degree in maths or physics, or maths and physics, I'll be able to get a job and earn lots of money, and I'll be able to pay someone who can look after me and cook my meals and wash my clothes. Or I'll get a lady to marry me and be my wife, and she can look after me so I can have company and not be on my own.
This ends Disc 1.